Thanks for holding. This is Michael.
I'm sorry?
This is Michael, sir. Can I help?
Michael? Yeah, I was being in contact with Ken, I believe.
Ken, okay, sir. Let me check. Your name is Gavin, right? Ken is
Yes,
not
it is.
here right now, but I can assist you, sir.
Okay. So I've been trying to get a refund on an order from you guys. Are you familiar with what's going on? I'd have to explain it.
Let me just pull up your account details here. Yes, sir, we are waiting for the brief form from your end.
The what? I'm sorry?
The brief form for the Wikipedia project.
Yes. Yes, it's a Wikipedia project. And would you like me to explain? I'm not sure. It sounds like you aren't really connected with this. Should I explain what's going on, or can you give
So,
me any
I just pulled
updates,
up
or?
your account details, sir. I'm looking at it right now. The
Okay.
brief is pending from your end. You placed the order with us on the 5th of October. For two Wikipedia pages, you paid an amount of
No, I did not. No, I did not. I bought one Wikipedia page, and I paid the amount of $4.99, and that's what I would like refunded.
Okay, let me just, can you give me a full name, sir? It's Gavin or Devin?
Devin Far Devin with a D,
Oh,
Devin.
I pulled up the wrong account. Okay, just give me a second.
Okay.
Okay, yes, I believe Ken is taking care of this account. So, should I ask him to give you a call back, sir?
Okay, so I guess I'm trying to cancel this order, and each email I get is a subsequent like, "Oh, we're still working on it." Y'all need to stop this order. You did not fulfill on the contract, and it needs to be canceled.
Well,
Can I just
sir,
speak
I'm
to someone higher up?
pulling up your account details, and I'm looking at the conversation right now. And I
Yeah.
also
Okay.
viewed the project. I can see the information. So I
Okay.
believe there seems to be an issue with the publications, I believe.
Yeah, so the issue, all right, I'll just sort of summarize it for you. So essentially, when I was originally contacted by Alex, I believe his name was Alex,
Alex,
he,
yes, sir.
you know, yeah, he told me that, you know, "Hey, we can build a Wikipedia page for you. Your online presence is good." And, you know, we agreed to a price on a basic sort of package, on the most basic package. He negotiated down. I'm like, "All right, great. Sounds good." And after, you know, the article in its first draft came back about a week later. And, you know, frankly, it looks pretty, like, and it's not your fault. I'm not really blaming you guys, but it doesn't look too good. It looks like, you know, sort of a guy, sounds, it looks like a guy paid someone else to write his resume and put it on Wikipedia. And I'm like, "All right, fine." And they, you know, potentially Ken said the same thing, that there needs to be more sources of notability. And so then he started offering me all these sort of notability packages to, you know, enhance my professional, you know, basically to make it so that the website stays up on the page. And, you know, that's what we call bait and switch. That's what we call, you know, having me pay a certain amount of money. And then, you know, y'all saying for, "Oh, in order to actually get, make it actually work, you're gonna have to pay us more money." Yeah, I'm not into that. I want to just abort the whole project.
Well, sir, I have listened to your whole conversation, and I believe I'm looking at your communication with Ken as well. The initial draft
Yes.
sent to you on the 14th of October, you're saying you're not happy with the draft. Of course, this is not something finalized, so we can always revise this. So this is not something finalized
Right,
that
and I
you put
again,
on
and I'm not
Wikipedia.
really blaming, exactly, I'm not really blaming you. Like, that's not, I know you can only work with what I give you. I get it. I get it.
It's
And I
not.
understand that these
Whatever you
noted.
provide, we will work on it, sir. You have to understand the process. My question to you would be, first of all, have you ever created a Wikipedia page before?
No, I have not.
Yes, and we did the research of your profile, and of course, we want to make sure whatever information we put on there should be credible and verifiable. And you said that you haven't
Right. I get it.
created
I
a
get it.
page before.
Right.
I'm looking at your research here. I see that the page was tried to be created back in 2009.
Oh, yes. That That is entirely possible. I can't remember back quite that far.
Yeah,
but
it's been
possible.
A while, I understand, sir. It's been, like, more than, like, 11, 12 years. So that's not a problem. The problem
Again, the issue, you go first. Yes, what's the problem?
The problem is that the information that we have online about you, that is already shared with you, and whatever information is out there are not credible, I can say, having good notability about the profile right now.
Okay.
You said you
cannot
fit the article. We understand that. Maybe you are on a budget, you cannot do anything about that. You asked us for the information, we share that with you, right? If you don't want to create these publications, understandable. So what we are doing right now is trying to get in contact with the editors. I see the last message Ken mentioned, and he's already in the meeting right now with the editors. And our
okay, but you all are ignoring. You're ignoring every single email I've sent recently. Said I don't
sir,
want the project to continue.
Nobody's
ignoring. Very clear.
Nobody's ignoring.
It sure feels like it because no one is acknowledging the fact that I'm trying to get this project stopped. No one is acknowledging it. Will you please stop the project? I want it stopped.
So you don't want a page?
I do not want a page. I feel like you guys try to bait and switch on me.
We are not forcing you for the anything over here. We are giving
I know
you
you're not, but you're trying to. Yeah.
No,
so
sir.
I'm not
right now, what we're trying to do is, okay, we will do that, but let us try to get in contact with the editor. If your page can go up, sir, we will get it live. We are not asking you to give us more money.
I don't want it going. It doesn't look good. It doesn't look good as it is. It looks like I paid you guys to do it. And do what? And do what?
Submit it on Wikipedia.
I'm not blaming you for not looking. It's not your fault. But it's just the way it is. If that's as good as it can look without these publications, these notoriety sources, it is what it is, and I'm not interested.
The content can be revised. The content.
You really don't want to give me my money back, do you?
Sir, it's not about the money, sir. You have not paid us $5,000 or anything like that, okay? We are just trying to make this work for you because obviously you already have a submission created before, and we want to make sure if we submit anything, that should be in accordance to Wikipedia guidelines.
Yeah.
If this is not possible, we will refund you, sir.
Okay. I don't trust your company. That's what it boils down to. Like, Alex told me in the first email, mm-hmm. your online presence is good, and quote unquote, this is exactly what
you have presence. You do have resources.
Right. Yeah, and he said, like, your online presence is good. And he said, don't worry, we'll take care of it. Nowhere at any point before I made that first payment did he say, we'll take care of it, unless your notability is not as good as we think it is, in which case you have to pay more.
Nowhere was that said. That's where
we
are working. If you don't have the notability aspect fulfilled, we're trying to find ways to get the page up. If there's a possibility, we can get it up for you. If not, I will let you know.
Okay. Well, like, if it's gonna go live, it's got to look a hell of a lot better than it does right now.
You can share us the changes on the drafts you want to have so we can get it over with you.
Right. Okay. Well, still, like,
I'm
the fact that no one's acknowledging
what we have discussed is already recorded. I will share that with Ken, and he will respond to you. He's already in the meeting, so whatever information comes out of it, he will respond to you. Give us about an hour or two, sir.
All right. Well, what I don't understand is why this meeting is happening in the first place, because
The Wikipedia community. We are letting them know if this page can be created without the publications. They are reviewing your profile.
After I've explicitly said so many times that I'm not interested in continuing, like, what part of that do you guys not understand?
Sir, so if you say you don't want to create the page, so why did you place the order in the first place?
I don't. Because I thought that I was getting what I had, you know, was going to pay for. But
you're
getting
what
for, again,
pay.
Like,
you don't want it.
I don't anymore, frankly, because I don't trust you guys. That's what it boils down to.
We can create.
I feel like you guys are trying to get more money out of it. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to just keep talking in circles here, I guess. So I guess
just give us an hour or two. I'll ask Ken to send you the details. You will have the page. It's up to you. You don't want the page. That's totally your choice, but obviously we want to make sure that we can deliver.
All right, here's the deal. So if he's in the meeting, if it's already going, if it's going on, if there's discussions being had, and if there can indeed be, like, if the page is going to look better, which I'm frankly skeptical how it can. And again, not your fault.
Yeah, I will do one thing as well. I will ask the content team to revise your draft altogether to send you something you maybe like. because you're saying you don't like it, so we will ask the content team to revise your draft. Obviously,
well,
sir, we are
I
not
mean,
creating
again,
a CV. We want to make sure the information should be in accordance to the guidelines. Once the page goes up, you can make additions to it.
Well, the information, it's not like it wasn't truthful. Again, maybe I made a mistake in the first place agreeing to this, knowing what sort of information I'd be able to provide. But again, I'm not
right.
Preferably it would have happened organically, and I thought that
so
I could try
let
to.
Let me work on this, sir. Let us work on this.
Yeah. All right. I'll give you 24 more hours. Okay. All right, wait, it's the weekend, isn't it? God damn it. All right.
So
if
by Monday, I'll get you the
answers. If by Monday I need to see a drafted page, I will, and if it, you know what? If it
mm-hmm.
looks okay, and if it, and if I don't have to pay any more money, then hey, maybe
no,
we can talk.
No,
about
we
that.
Are not asking
maybe.
You for money anymore already, because we asked you if you can deliver the publications. Great. Not
right.
We can provide you an option in which we can create it for you. You don't have the budget, understandable. So now we're working to find a way to get the page up.
Okay. Well, I'll see the page on Monday, whatever it is.
Yeah,
I'll
recreate it.
And you said that I have to approve it, right? If it still looks like a ghostwritten resume to me, then I'm going to say no. Like I, it doesn't look.
Obviously, just try to understand. If something is not as per what you like, obviously you can share your feedback to us, right? But we are creating something that sticks on Wikipedia. So we cannot add information that is not going to be accepted. Try to understand that as well.
Well, obviously. I'm not asking you to make up information. Come on, man. I'm not asking you to be to lie in my Wikipedia page here.
Of course, but I will ask the grammar and the sentence to be better. And some.
No,
it's not even that.
It's not even that. It's. Whatever. I'll look at the page on Monday, okay?
All right.
And
all
if
right,
I approve it, like if it looks okay. But I just want to talk to you guys because every email I've sent you, no one has even acknowledged the fact that I've said stop the project. Everyone,
so
it just
I'll make sure
going.
This does not happen again.
Like you guys need to work on your communication. You need to talk to Alex and tell him that in his initial response, in his initial correspondences to people,
mm-hmm.
he needs to be very clear about the fact that even though someone might have a good online presence, quote unquote, as I allegedly do, doesn't necessarily mean that they won't have to get, you know, that
no,
they might
totally
be understand
your
might potentially cost
well.
More money along the way.
I understand, sir. I understand. So I'll make sure everything is communicated to you clearly, sir. And I would say call is better for you. So I will ask Ken to give you a call then.
Okay, but I mean, if he has anything to say, like I mean, I feel like I've finally got
to Monday,
someone to talk to here.
We will resolve the issues.
Okay, all right. Have a lovely day.
Thank you, sir. Thank